Physician pay in the news. Welcome to the January 14th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. At its January meeting, the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission once again appealed to Congress to find a permanent solution to the drama of the sustainable growth rate formula. Alicia Ault has more.
MedPAC commissioners will once again include a recommendation to repeal the SGR in the commission's March report to Congress, as they have every year since 2002. Each and every one of the 17 commissioners expressed exasperation that the SGR issue continued to be put aside year after year. They said that replacing the SGR makes fiscal sense and is also needed to help hasten a shift towards value-based medicine.
The need to move away from fee-for-service medicine was underlined by the latest tally in U.S. annual expenditures on health care. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that after prescription drugs, physician and clinical services was the second biggest driver of spending growth in 2011. The nation's total health bill was $2.7 trillion that year. Hospital spending still eats up the largest share. Doctors' bills account for less than a fifth of the nation's health tab, but hospital costs are being held down by the ACA, so policymakers will focus even more closely on the spending for physician services, especially under Medicare, which saw an 8% growth in spending in 2011. That jump was mostly driven by more E&M services and a shift towards more specialty care. But Rick Foster, Medicare's chief actuary, says he sees some movement away from a volume-driven system.
There's a growing amount of evidence that healthcare providers are getting that the future can't be the same way as the past, that the future will have to involve greater efforts for efficiency than traditionally have been done.
Accountable care organizations, or ACOs, are being touted by HHS as one way to gain control of health spending. And the idea seems to be catching on. The agency has approved 106 new ACOs to participate under Medicare. That brings the total number of ACOs created since the Affordable Care Act was enacted to more than 250. About half of those are led by physicians, according to HHS. The agency estimates it could save up to $940 million over 4 years because of the use of this model. But it's not all about saving money. Dr. Richard Franz is the CEO of Medicare Value Partners, a newly approved ACO in Illinois. He said the Medicare ACO program has helped in other ways, too.
Because of our participation in this program, we're really incentivized now to do all of the right things and really focus on excellence in primary care, in outreach and prevention, and improving the patient experience, and especially on coordinating care.
Working on implementing the health reform law will stay in the hands of HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who has signed on for President Obama's second term. Congress returns for its first real post-election work week. Look for health-related action in our next edition of the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.